An explosives team from Elmendorf Air Force Base traveled to the southeast community of Cake this week to examine an unexploded artillery shell. The bomb is not of recent origin. In fact, experts believe it is a Civil War-era device fired at the village from a U.S. Navy warship in 1869. KCAW's Robert Woolsey reports.
Tim Burt is with the Alaska State Troopers in Juneau. While awaiting the arrival of the Explosive Ordnance Disposal Unit from Elmendorf Thursday night, the organized village of Cake met to discuss the shell's origin. Burt says there is little doubt where it came from.
Turns out that this particular artillery shell, they believe, was delivered to Cake by the USS Saginaw about 140 years ago. When the village of Cake was shelled.
That lends some historic weight to the bomb, which already tips the scales at around 30 pounds. It's about 18 inches long and 4 inches wide. Burt says the Ordnance Disposal Unit could draw some conclusions about the shell, but could not officially declare it dangerous.
They were able to identify, yes, it's an artillery shell. It appears to be authentic. They could not make any determination on the risk regarding the detonator, which still appeared to be intact, or the charge, which still appeared to be intact, given the age, the way that it was stored, and a number of other things. There was no way for them to say, it's safe or, in fact, it's high risk.
If the bomb had been determined to be of high risk, it would have been detonated. The state won't bend on that policy. In 2008, an explosive ordnance disposal team from Fort Richardson declared 6 cannonballs from the Sheldon Jackson Museum to be dangerous and detonated them in a rock quarry outside of Sitka. Other ordnance in the SJ collection, like the 60-pounder Parrot shell, which the Cake bomb resembles, was found to be safe and left undisturbed. The Cake shell was first uncovered in the 1940s during a waterfront construction project. It's been in the safe keeping of a local family since then. Burt says the shell has been released back into the care of the family, who will store it in a safe location away from any residents. The Sea Alaska Heritage Institute, meanwhile, will arrange for a private contractor to come to Cake to render the weapon safe. The organized village of Cake hopes to take advantage of the opportunity presented by the artillery shell to begin consultation with the U.S. Department of Defense over the destruction of 3 of Cake's village sites and 3 smaller camps by the U.S. Navy. The destruction of village homes and food caches contributed to widespread hardship, even starvation, among Southeast Native populations in the era after the U.S. purchased Alaska from Russia. U.S. gunboat policy in the region was not isolated to Cake. In 1882, 13 years after the USS Saginaw fired this shell, the USS Adams destroyed the village of Angoon in the most infamous incident of the period. And the Cake artillery shell is not the only reminder of this episode to surface recently. In 2003, marine archaeologists off the coast of Hawaii discovered the wreck of the Saginaw, which struck a coral reef and sank in 1870. The key to identifying the ship was her large Parrot guns, the very same which had bombarded Cake the previous year. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.